In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Our text for today is the account of the Transfiguration according to St. Matthew, which I've read. Please be seated. Today marks the end of the Epiphany season, where we have walked through several biblical texts from Scripture that reveal to us that Jesus is indeed God in the flesh. Epiphany, if you remember, is that time that is a marking in the Christian church that shows us Jesus as we are Gentiles. Jesus, of course, was born first for the Jew, but he was also born for us. And so we often refer to Epiphany and its season as the Christmas of the Gentiles. Seeing as how our lineage is not shared with Abraham, this is especially a joyous occasion for us. This Messiah, who was first sent for the Jew, was sent for you and me. The transfigure of Jesus marks the climax of this season, as we see Jesus in his human flesh transfigured to shine with his brilliant heavenly splendor and glory. Jesus Christ, the one who is like us in every single way, is, as we sang in the first hymn, aglow with grace and mercy. What Peter, James, and John saw on that mountain is recorded for us in today's gospel text. Matthew tells us that Jesus' face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. St. Mark focuses more on the clothing of Jesus, saying that his clothes became radiant, intensely white, as no one on earth could bleach them. St. Luke goes on to say that Jesus' face was altered, and that his clothing was dazzling white. With these descriptions, we get a glimpse of the glory that the disciples beheld that day. But as if seeing Jesus' appearance bloom into such heavenly brightness and glory is not enough, those three disciples also saw there with Jesus Moses and Elijah. Seeing these two giants of the Old Testament representing the law and the prophets would have been like a basketball fan seeing Michael Jordan and Larry Bird in the same place. If you were to see such a sight, what would the first thing that you would do be? We would undoubtedly pull out our phones. We'd take selfies. We'd post it on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and we'd complete it with the appropriate hashtags. We'd call our friends and our family. We would tell anybody that we could get a hearing of. And we would be very excited about seeing our Lord Jesus in this state. But as Jesus walked down the mountain with his disciples, he commanded them, "Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead." Now, why wouldn't Jesus want everyone to know about this right away? Think how many more followers he could get if they had all heard and witnessed this transfiguration. Well, this is because Peter, James, and John saw Jesus shine on the mountain not for his own sake, but for theirs and for yours. This transfiguration happened in view of only a few of the 12 disciples, but why not all of them? The reason is simple. Jesus does not manifest his glory as a benefit to himself. When Jesus acts, he does so on behalf of the sinful man, on behalf of the disciples, Peter, James, and John, and on our behalf as well. The glory that the disciples bore witness to on the Mount of Transfiguration is a glimpse of the glory that he came to give to them. This is why he had them wait to tell anybody about this vision until he had been raised again from the dead. Jesus wanted the vision of the transfiguration to strengthen his disciples for what lay ahead. For they would go from this very high experience down into the very depths of despair. James and John would get a stern rebuking from Jesus just hours before his crucifixion for jockeying for better seats in the kingdom of heaven. Peter would eventually go on to deny Jesus 3 times while our Lord stood trial for crimes that he did not commit. And all of the disciples, all 12 of them, scattered in fear as the Lord was taken from them in the garden at Gethsemane. But even more so, Jesus' transfiguration offers us a glimpse into the glory that belongs to the disciples and belongs to us as well. This glory with which Jesus shines is the glory with which the saints in heaven shine. St. Paul writes to the Philippians in the 3rd chapter of that letter, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him to subject all things to himself." That glory, the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, is your glory too. And this, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, is why it is so significant for Jesus to tell the disciples not to tell anyone about the vision until he had raised from the dead. For in order for us to shine with the glory of Christ, Jesus had to come down from the mountain of transfiguration and walk through the valley of the shadow of death to the mount of the crucifixion. He had to go from the mountain of "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased" to the mountain where he himself cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus is only able to make our bodies shine with the glory by giving his body over to death on the cross for our sins. There on the cross, the one who is God of God and light of light bore the darkness of your sins that you might shine with the glory of his heavenly splendor. He took your place, your sin, your death, that you might have his place, his righteousness, and his life. And the place that Jesus makes us possessors of this heavenly glory is in the waters of holy baptism. Even as God the Father declared Jesus to be his beloved Son in the waters of holy baptism, and here on the mountain of transfiguration, so also has he declared us to be his beloved children. That means that today, Leilani Vivian is not only God's own child, but she is also radiant with the glory of Christ's transfiguration. This glory belongs to her, even as it is now hidden in the life and death of her Savior, Jesus Christ. As beautiful as this little girl is, her heavenly glory will blossom unlike any other earthly flower that we have ever been able to bear witness to in this sin-darkened world. And this, then, must change how we face suffering and death as we take up the crosses that God has appointed for us as we follow our Lord Jesus Christ into death. For by this baptism, God has made us co-heirs with Christ of his glory. There in the water, he says to us, "You are now my family. You are now my sister and my brother. You share my glory with me. For the day that I raise you from the dead, your body will shine like mine." Let us then lift up our eyes and behold Christ alone, as did the disciples, as our one and only mediator between God and man, and as our Savior from all sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. Amen. the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.